Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha Tzavim, that's Perek Lamed, Pasuk Dezvav. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Re'enu Satil Fanecha Yom, see that I've placed before you today, Esa Chaim Vesa Toiv, life and good, Vesa Mavis Vesa Ra, death and bad. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezvav. Esa Chaim Vesa Toiv, Zet Toiv, Zet, one hinges on the other. Im Tasa Toiv, if you do that which is good, Harel Chaim, so you're going to have life. Vim Tasa Ra, if you do that which is bad, Harel Chaim Mavis, you're going to have death. Vakasim Farsh, Vahoyle Chaych, and now the Pasuk continues to describe how that is. Back to Chumash Tazayin, Asher Noichim Tzavcha Hayoim, that which I am commanding you today, Le'avos Hashem Lekecha, to love Hashem your God, Le'leches B'drachav, to go in His ways, V'lishmar Mitzvosev, V'chukosev Mishpatov, and to perform His mitzvahs, Chukim Mishpatim, V'chayisav V'ravisa, and you're going to live and multiply, Uverachah Hashem Lekecha, and Hashem your God is going to bless you, Ba'aretz Asher Atav Hashem L'Rishta, in the land that you come there to possess it. Let's see Rashi over here, Tazayin, Asher Noichim Tzavcha Hayoim Le'avo, Harei Atoiv, Uvay Toloi, that is the good that we're talking about, V'chayisav V'ravisa, Harei Achayim, that's the life. Back to Chumash Yod Zayin, V'mifn Alavavcha V'loi Sishma, if your heart is going to turn and you're not going to listen, Vini Dachta, and you're going to be led astray, Vishtachavisa Lahim Achim Ravatam, and bow down to gods of others and serve them, Higati Lachem Ayoim. I'm telling you today, Ki Avoy Tevidun, you will surely be destroyed, Lois Arichin Yom Maladama, you will not have long days on the land, Asher Atoi, Versa Yardin Lavi Shamal Rishta, that you crossed the Yardin to come there to possess it. Let's see Rashi Yod Zayin, Vim Yifnil Vavcha, Hare Hara, that's talking about the bad, Yod Chesin Rashi, Ki Avoy Tevidun, Hare Amavis, that's talking about the death. Back to Chomish Yod Tes, Haidaisi Bochem Hayoim Es Hashemayim Vesa Aret, I bring Shemayim and arts, heaven and earth, to bear witness against you today. I've placed life and death in front of you. The blessing and the curse. You should choose life, so you and your offspring can live. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Tes. They're forever and ever. And when the bad happens to you, they're going to be the witnesses that I warned you about all this. Another way of understanding this. Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Histakel b'shamayim shebarasi l'shamash eschem. Why don't you look at the heavens that I've created to serve you? Shamashin was midasam. Did they change their characteristics? Did they change at all? Shemalei alagagol chamim in amizrach v'her l'chol olam. Did the sun not rise in the east to shine for the whole world? Kein shenemar like it says, Vizar Hashem shuba Hashemesh. Histakel ba'aretz. Why don't you look at the earth? Shebarasi l'shamash eschem. I've created it to serve you. Shemashin sa midasa. Did it change? Shemizratim osav loit simcha. Did you plant something and it didn't grow? Or shemizratim chitim v'hel osayim? Or perhaps you planted wheat and barley grew instead? Look at the Shemayim and Aretz. They act as they're supposed to, and they don't get paid or punished for it. If they do that which they're supposed to, they're not going to get reward. If they sin, they're not going to be punished for it. They still don't change that which they're supposed to do. If you're meritorious, if you do that which is good, you're going to get reward. And if you sin, you're going to get punished. For sure, you should do that which is good. The Pasuk said, you should choose that which is life. I'm commanding you, I'm teaching you that you should choose the chelik of Chaim, that which is life. It's like a person telling his son, you should choose a good portion in that which I have. And then he takes him and he brings him to the good part. And he tells him, this is what you should choose. On that, the Pasuk says, you placed my hand on the good portion, saying, this is what you should take. And back to Chumash Pasuk, what's the purpose of it all? La'avas Hashem Lekecha, to love Hashem your God, l'shmai b'kayel u'dav kabay, to listen to His voice and to cling to Him, ki hu chayecha v'archamecha, for He is your life and the length of your days, l'sheves ha'adama, to dwell on the land, asher nishba Hashem l'avasecha l'avram l'yitzchak l'yakov l'seislam, that Hashem swore to give to your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. With this we finish Parshas Nitzavim. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.